it was no surprise even when I was chatting that I wanted to go professional. Like, it was always, it was a childhood dream of mine to be a professional world champion, and you have to be professional to achieve that, you know. So the contracts were on the table and everything, but it took a lot of time because me and my father had to sit down here, and we just had to go over the best possible outcome and the best possible contract that was there for me to make my dreams come true. Well, to be honest, as a young kid, always is like, if I was ever going to be professional, it'd always be in America, because that's where it's happening. Like, that's where the big fights are. That's where the crowds get pulled in, is over in America. And you know, once I heard that Golden Boy were looking to sign me up, it was a no brainer really, because of the man behind it, Oscar De La Hoya. He is an absolute legend and a hero in the sport of boxing. And to have a guy promoting you that been to the top as a professional and has been promoted in the past, and he knows the way a boxer should be treated, he knows the way a boxer would like to be treated. You know, he has invaluable experience, really, as a boxer now and the promoting side. It was something that's just always been there. It was never something I placed inside of me or nothing like that. It was just something that, from watching the TV as a young kid with the head, like whenever he'd have the boxing on, you know, just seeing the boys in there, the crowds, the atmosphere, you just seen it in their eyes whenever they won and everything, how happy and how just, it's unbelievable really watching it. And it really hit home with me when I was younger, watching the likes of Barrera and then winning world titles and stuff, and now the likes of Mayweather and Maidana fights there now. Like, it's just really gives you tingles in the back of your neck watching them.